No, we're going to get into that music in a moment, but just great stuff. Sean Stone is here. He's our cultural correspondent. What does he do? Well, he comes out and tells us what's happening on area stages and screens, and he does so in a very loving, acerbic manner.
I do what I can to help the public spend their entertainment dollar with a little warning.
That's right. A little warning, a little wisdom.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. Well, good morning. Good to see you.
Nice to be back.
It's been a while. All right. Let us go with what you have seen, and I'm very interested in this Baby Driver movie. I've seen clips where I thought I want to see this. I've seen some things where I said I don't want to see this. It's all on you, buddy.
It's a hugely entertaining car race heist film musical.
Oh, all right.
But it's serious and has sweet parts. It's directed by Edgar Wright, who of course directed Shaun of the Dead and Scott Pilgrim versus the World and, you know, The World's End and all these wonderful movies.
Is it quirky?
It's a little quirky, yes. But it's quirky in a good way.
Well, yeah. See, that's what I was hoping, that it would be quirky in a good way.
And there are some really scary gangsters in it. Notably, Jamie Foxx and John Hamm.
Oh.
Of Mad Men fame.
Yeah.
Yes, he's pretty scary.
Oh, that's great.
But Kevin Spacey is in it, and the star is this new guy, Angel Elsort, who has sort of an Elvis quality. Apparently, his next picture, he's going to be playing JFK in a PT 109 movie. But it's enormously entertaining. It's a lot like a musical with a lot of violence in it.
Baby Driver is the name of the film. Also, you saw the new Transformers movie, Transformers The Last Night.
Ray Graff pretty much tricked me into saying I would see that movie. So I
How did he do that?
I don't know. We were talking about it, and somehow I said, all right, yeah, I'll see it. And I felt like duty-bound to see it. And actually, of the three of the five Transformers movies, I like this one the best because it was the most profoundly ridiculous. Do you know when the Transformers first arrived on Earth? In the days of King Arthur.
Really?
Stanley Tucci plays Merlin.
Who knew?
And then it goes from there to modern day with Mark Wahlberg and these kids and Anthony Hopkins, and there's robots and there's fightings, and then there's a flashback to World War II, and it lasts 2.5 hours, and it just gets more and more ridiculous. And I really can't tell you to spend your money to see it, but if
you can't tell us not to either.
I can't tell you not to either, because it's so ridiculous that I was like, you know, I don't mind this at all.
You know what I'm most impressed about is you've seen all the Transformers. I don't believe...
I've only seen three of the five.
Oh, three of the five. You've seen three of the five. Well, yeah. I'm impressed by that. I think that's very... Because I don't believe I... They were shooting one of them when I was in D.C. one summer.
Ah.
So I saw them filming that, and I think I went and watched the scene that they filmed, you know, when it was on cable or something. And after that, I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, there's some ridiculously over-the-top classic Michael Bay action in this. And oddly enough, I ended up seeing it in 3D because of the timing of when I got to the mall.
Yeah.
And the 3D is really good.
So let's get to the good stuff. King Kong and Godzilla.
Yes, well, you see, here's the thing. There's so much high-minded, excellent... highbrow entertainment on my list this week. I'm like, I gotta have something here that isn't. So tonight at the Capitol Theater in Rome, they're showing King Kong versus Godzilla at 7 o'clock. You don't have to see it before they do the remake, which they are going to do the remake after there's the Godzilla sequel that comes out, and then they're going to have King Kong versus Godzilla in 3 years. But I'd see this one because, you know, it's really dumb. It's not one of the good ones. It's one of the stupid ones.
Which is good to go into an old theater, see a great film, a great dumb film.
And just have some popcorn and watch men in suits jump around awkwardly.
Men in like
gorilla suits.
Gorilla and
Godzilla suits.
And Godzilla suits, yes. weirdly, most of my weekends. All right. Yeah. And then we go to the Park Playhouse.
The annual free theater, mostly free. You can purchase seats near the stage. The amphitheater is free. Park Playhouse in Washington Park is opening with the musical Ragtime, of course, based on the Yale Doctorow book. The shows are at 8 p.m. It opens tonight, and it runs through July 29th. Then tomorrow, we have two exhibits opening at the University Art Museum at the University of Albany. Sarah Greenberger Rafferty Gloves Off and Cameron Martin Abstracts. The first is mixed media. The second is paintings. The reception is from 5 to 7 p.m. and the exhibit runs through September 9th. Saturday and Sunday, it's the opening of Opera Saratoga at the Spa Little Theater up at SPAC. They're doing Verdi's Falstaff, which opens Saturday at 7:30, and Grétry's Beauty and the Beast, which opens Sunday at 7:30.
All right.
Now we come to the intro music, Zig Tibra, a brother, half-brother, half-brother-sister sort of alt-folky indie act from Chicago. They're at the Low Beat Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The music's pretty cool. And I wasn't sure how to pronounce the band name, so I'm going through all the videos on YouTube, and I found one where they were on a local children's show.
Oh, and that helped.
And they were introduced.
Oh, that's
good. They explained that the name is a combination of tiger and zebra, which the kids thought was pretty cool.
Oh, Zig Tibra. Okay, got it.
And then Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Maverick Concert Hall down in Woodstock, it's the jazz part of their series, and it's mostly classical, but they have jazz. It's Arturo O'Farrell Quintet, which is Afro-Latin jazz. And then on Sunday at 7:30 at the Egg, it's the great Gillian Welch. It's called An Evening with Gillian Welch, great singer-songwriter. Monday night in Hudson, at Helsinki Hudson, it's a duo from Jamaica called the Wailing Souls, Grammy-nominated, great stuff. And then the big show this week is, of course, the New York State 4th of July celebration. They apparently have run out of aged hippie acts because the headliners are...
How could that be?
I know, it doesn't seem possible, but the headliners are the United States Air Force Heritage of America Band, which should be pretty cool. It opens at the Empire State Plaza in Albany at 2 o'clock. The grounds open, and then there's music and food and fun all day, and the fireworks are at 9:15.
Wouldn't it be great if the Air Force guys all showed up in, like, silver ponytails? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right.
And then the New York City ballet season begins Wednesday the 5th at Saratoga Springs at SPAC. With an all-American program, including a piece that's not a world premiere, but it's a Saratoga premiere.
Good.
And
then we have new movies that are coming that are going to be invading our screens.
Despicable Me 3.
Oh, the Minions are back.
The Minions will be with us forever. Apparently, he has to be evil again. He loses his job. He has a brother, the Steve Carell character.
Yeah.
The trailer wasn't bad.
No, they're cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're fun little movies.
It looked fun. Yeah. Then we have The Beguiled, which earned Sofia Coppola Best Director at Cannes. Stars Nicole Kidman, Kirsten Dunst, Elle Fanning, and a cast of young women who are at it's like a Southern boarding school during the Civil War, and they're sort of there alone, and then this wounded Union soldier shows up, Colin Farrell. And all sorts of interesting gothic psychosexual stuff goes on.
So angsty and good, yeah.
It's actually a second version. There's a version with Clint Eastwood, actually, from 1970.
Oh, really?
Yeah, directed by Don Siegel.
Okay.
And then there's The Hero, in which the great Sam Elliott plays a movie star who is famous for basically one role, and he's sort of old and bored, and they get him to come to a convention to talk about his one great role.
I've seen many trailers for this, and I've seen some clips of it. The movie looks fantastic.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
Great reviews and great buzz attached
to
it.
It's called The Hero. Well, you can see Sean's entire list by going to our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Sean, it's always great to have you here. Have a great holiday weekend, and a lot going on this holiday weekend, so people can keep busy.
Get out of the house.
Yeah, do a lot of stuff, and we'll reconvene on Thursday and find out what else is going on.
Sounds great.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.